if I have a dream, the dream itself is something that comes from me, is sustained by me, and resolves back into me. I can say that. That dream has no real being apart from me. I am the one that gives it existence. I am the one that gives it consciousness. I am the one because of which, because of whom, it is known. I am the very soot and chit of the dream. The truth of the dream. The being of the dream. And therefore I can say, I am the dream. Because there's no part of the dream that is separate from me, other than me. The dream depends upon me for its being, for its existence, though I don't depend upon the dream. I can say, I am the truth of the dream, I am the self of the dream. And just as I am the self of the dream, I am the self of every part of the dream. I am the self of the sun and of the sky. And the self of the trees, and the grass, and the meadow, fields. I'm the self of each animal and insect. The self of each bird. The self of every being. I'm the self of every activity, every action, every result. I'm the self of every good deed and bad deed, every good result and every bad result. I'm equally the self of all of the dharmas and all of the adharmas, of their good actions and their bad actions. if I've taken a body in the dream and I'm looking out through the eyes, through the sense organs of that body, of that person that I'm identified with in the dream, and I would say, I am the self of the subject, the one I'm identified with, and I'm equally the self of the object, that which I'm seeing, that which I'm experiencing. I am the self of both subject and object, of both seer and seen, hearer and heard. Back this infinite creation that we call Ishwara. This infinite manifestation of knowledge in which my own body, mind, sense organs, individual experiences are part and parcel of. This manifest knowledge is an expression of my own being. This Maya Upadi is a manifestation of myself alone. Myself, that self, which is yourself. that self which is the self of all beings, the self of the creation itself. Your situation, the life that you find yourself in, is so much a part of, completely a part of, a greater whole. The experiences you are having are so interconnected with the people and situations that make your life each of the most minute points in the totality of your experience is equally yourself. For Jnani, who knows this, when your experiences or someone in your experience is causing you pain, it can be very helpful to include yourself in the experience objectifying yourself along with all of the others that are part of that experience. And appreciate the interconnectedness, all of the causes and effects. That have resulted in this experience that's causing you pain. That objectivity allows you to recognize the order of the laws of Ishvara. And give the entirety of that experience over to that order.